Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
An indie rocker from Boston this week is showing just how powerful a new model of fundraising can be. Kickstarter is an internet platform for what's called crowdfunding, an appeal to people who appreciate artists' work to send them money for their next creative projects. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
Amanda Palmer's Kickstarter campaign, like most others on the site, comes with a video pitch. In it, the one-time street musician turned cabaret punk rocker and social media maven stands on a street corner wearing a colorful kimono. There's no talking, just a medley of Palmer's music as she holds up signs, a la the Bob Dylan video for Subterranean Homesick Blues. The signs describe her project, a massive world tour, traveling art exhibition with works from 30 artists, and a new indie album. Then Palmer asks people for money to promote, mix, manufacture, and distribute her new release. She offers fans incentives for sending her cash, like dollar downloads of her music, signed albums and art books, even dinner with Palmer and her band. Palmer launched her Kickstarter campaign Monday. In the first 7 hours, it brought in more than $100,000. By day's end, the total was $250,000, making it the most funded music project on Kickstarter ever. And now it's approaching $500,000.
I'd be lying if I said I was completely shocked. I thought the project would do well. I didn't know it would do so well so fast.
Palmer is a Kickstarter veteran. She raised $133,000 earlier this year that she and her husband, author Neil Gaiman, used to go on tour in cities performing together at clubs. But this is a much bigger undertaking, 4 years in the making. Palmer has been chatting with her fans about it all along, on stage and on her blog. Palmer also has 500,000 followers on Twitter, where fans have been offering to help with things like house parties. Carly Carioli, editor at the Boston Phoenix, sees what Palmer's doing as a milestone funding moment for musicians.
This is not going to work for an artist right out of the gate, but it's also worth noting that she is not a Radiohead. She's not a Pearl Jam. She was briefly on a major label. It was not a particularly great experience for her, and she has built her audience from the grassroots up.
Over time. Now they're paying her back. Palmer's success, Carioli says, shows that something is now possible that wasn't 5 years ago, or even 5 days ago. At the end of Palmer's video pitch, her signs read, "Spread the link. This is the future of music. We are the media." An expletive, then "I love you," which prompts Carioli to ask,
"Hey, do you think Bob Dylan would have done that?"
Then he answers his own question.
20 years ago, asking an artist to go to their fans and essentially ask them for money up front, not knowing what the record's going to be and whether it's going to be any good, would have been just a completely abhorrent to them. And they would have felt that they were breaching some code of conduct with the audience. This is certainly a measure of how far that pendulum swung the other way.
Another Phoenix writer is taking issue with musicians using Kickstarter to get money. Daniel Brockman says it leaves a bad taste in his mouth.
It gives artists a direct connection to their fans, but it also gives artists a direct method of essentially shaking their fans upside down for pocket change.
In other words, Brockman sees what Amanda Palmer is doing as the equivalent of begging.
You know, I think the people who think that crowdfunding is begging are the same people who used to yell at me to get a job when I was a street performer. And I was standing there thinking, I'm doing my job. This is my job. So, you know, I don't see it as begging at all. In fact, to me, you know, there's almost less integrity letting someone else who isn't really emotionally invested in your art and isn't really connected to you and connected to your fans do all the transactions for you, plus take a giant cut.
Plus, Palmer says it's cool to collaborate with her fans. Even with her success, though, Palmer admits she has a fear of being known as the Internet Girl.
And I don't want people to just know me for my clever internet marketing skills. And I want to focus people back on the music and back on the art that these people are making.
The people Palmer are referring to are her band and the 30 artists who made original works for her world tour. She has to pay all of them. The whole project will cost a ton, according to Palmer. Even with more than $400,000 raised on Kickstarter so far, she says,
"We probably haven't broken even yet."
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.